72 degrees at 8:56. It's time to check on commodity markets this morning. And filling in for Bill Mayer, we bring in Dave Chatterton from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Brian. It's good to be with you. It's coming to the close of what's been a very interesting week here in the commodity trade. We had a lot of macro pressure on our markets. So early in the week, we had the outside equity markets down almost 700 points on one day this week. We had crude oil moving over $3.50 on a couple of sessions here, but we've made a nice rebound. Going in this morning, we've got higher markets here. We've got the first higher close in the last four on the weekly chart here. We'll be up about 14 cents this week in corn, 21 cents in beans, and about 15 cents in the wheat. The market has had a very strict focus on what will be a very important USDA report that will be released midday on Monday. That report will include an acreage resurvey from the USDA that they've done of late. It will include the FSA data. So certainly the trade is very interested in what the USDA does with acres, considering the prevent plan and all the issues that we had this spring. In addition to that, it's likely that they will adjust their yield numbers as well as go into the balance sheets and talk about the line item, supply and demand factors. So a lot coming at the market on Monday. We've got kind of a quiet session going here so far today as we prepare for that. The market is also looking at weather. We're continuing to see a pattern or a forecast that continues to place additional stress on the dry areas of the eastern Midwest. That would include our area here in central Illinois, going into parts of Indiana and Ohio, even reaching back into southeast Iowa. In the middle of all that, we're also talking about the U.S.-China trade deal. It's been a big topic this week. There's been a lot of tit-for-tat going back and forth between the Trump administration and China. China did show some very good bean import numbers on their monthly census data that came out yesterday afternoon. That's helping the market stabilize here just a little bit, particularly in beans as we go forward. So as we get ready for next week, it's going to be an important, risk point for the market. Certainly a lot of volatility in those numbers and the things that we'll need to be watching. I would, urge you to not be too bullish as you view that report. There can certainly be some give and take in those numbers. As we look at where we're at this morning, just to catch people up, we've got corn futures up for the December at 4.22 1/4. In the beans, we're up 7 1/4 this morning. November is 8.90 1/4. In the wheat, we're up 6 cents at 5.06. We've got a mixed outlook in the meats. Cattle are up 25 cents. Hogs are down about $1.
All right, Dave. Thanks a lot for that update.
Thank you, Brian.
That's Dave Chatterton joining us from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. It's 72 degrees at 8:59.